This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. School starts today for most area students, including Racine and Kenosha Unified. Drivers should watch for kids, buses, and heavier traffic. Racine Unified has new limits on student cell phone use during the school day. Four Racine Unified schools are starting the year with major upgrades. Case High has a new classroom and office wing, plus updated career and technical spaces. Improvements were also done recently at Gifford K-8, Wadowitz Elementary, and Goodland Montessori. A Racine police officer was allegedly punched in the face during an arrest at a hospital early Saturday. Police say 42-year-old David Durbin first ran from officers near South Memorial Drive and later resisted at Ascension Hospital. He faces two felonies and two misdemeanors. We Energy's customers can comment today on a proposed rate increase. The plan could raise a typical household bill by nearly $22 a month over 2 years, starting in January. The Public Service Commission will take comments this afternoon and tonight at Marquette University. There will also be an online comment period. And Quarry Lake has reopened after a brief blue-green algae closure. North Beach passed its latest water test, but Zoo Beach was closed because of high bacteria levels yesterday. The city may update the beach quality statement later today. There are no lifeguards at Racine Beaches. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The NFL has sidelined Packers running back Josh Jacobs while criminal charges against him move through the court. Jacobs is now on the commissioner's exempt list, so he cannot practice or attend games with Green Bay. He was charged Thursday with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a May arrest. Jacobs denies the accusations. His lawyers say he intends to return to the Packers and the NFL after the review is finished. Two teenage boys died Saturday when their car went off the road and hit a tree in Marinette County. Marinette Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened shortly before 11 p.m. on County Highway G east of Crivitz. They say the teen driver lost control on a curve, went into a ditch, and hit a tree. The sheriff's office identified the driver as 16-year-old Landon England from Menominee, Michigan. 17-year-old Princeton Welty from Crivitz was also killed in the crash. A nationwide bench warrant has been issued for an Eau Claire woman who failed to appear at her sentencing hearing on charges of child neglect. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
According to court documents, 36-year-old Tony Hammonds was scheduled to appear in court on August 28th for sentencing after pleading no contest to four counts of chronic neglect of a child as party to a crime. An investigation was launched after school employees reported malnourishment concerns with her four children. Their step-parent, Mary Bentley Oram, was also sentenced to over 4 years in prison in October. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Online court records show an attorney has had periodic contact with Hammonds in the last week. More state tax money than expected could leave Wisconsin with a nearly $3 billion surplus. However, there's still no agreement on how to use it. New figures show tax collections rose 3.4% from the year before and came in about 2% higher than projected. Republican budget leaders say they want to revisit tax relief and property tax help, along with the support for schools. 75 veterans who served during the Global War on Terror are back home in Wisconsin after a four-day Mission of Healing retreat. The veterans left the Fox Valley last Thursday to tour the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York, along with the Freedom Tower and Statue of Liberty. Organizers say the trip is a chance for veterans to reflect on their own service while sharing the bond that comes with those who've lived through some of the same experiences. The trip is offered at no cost to veterans as a way to celebrate the veterans and their families, organizers say, while helping them find a healthier path forward. Heavy rain on Saturday brought IndyCar's only doubleheader of the season to a halt at the Milwaukee Mile on Saturday. Intensifying rain forced drivers off the track on lap 90. Race 1 was delayed further by storms yesterday morning, but did eventually resume, and drivers completed both races yesterday. That Saturday soaker was a precursor to a hot and humid weather pattern setting in across our state. National Weather Service forecasters say it'll be hot and stormy over the next few days in much of Wisconsin. Temps are expected to be in the upper 80s and 90s with chances for scattered afternoon and evening storms. More details coming up in weather. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers take on the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers face the Cubs tonight in Game 2 of a four-game series at Wrigley Field. The Brewers got drilled last night 17-3. The Cubs' Clay Holmes pitched great. The Brewers' Kyle Harrison did not, giving up five home runs before Pat Murphy yanked him out of the game in the fourth inning.
Starting pitcher didn't give us what we needed to have, and that's all there is to it. And then you get behind in a game like that against a pitcher that guy was great tonight, and the Cubs' offense was right on point.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for their season opener against Notre Dame Sunday inside Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
We know this is a huge game in Game 1, and kicking off the way we're kicking off in Lambeau against Notre Dame, but we also understand there's a journey here, and so there aren't decisions made completely on a lot of guys just yet, and we'll have to figure that thing out as we get closer to game.
That's Wisconsin Badger head coach Luke Fickell. The Badgers are 20-point underdogs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 73 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90. Watching a chance for a few scattered thunderstorms Wednesday night and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.